Hi there, on the Time Traveler line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art, how are you today?
I'm all right. Where are you, sir?
I drive it on today, if that's okay.
All right. No, that's perfectly fine. We allow anonymity here. You're calling this line for obvious reasons. You believe you've traveled in time.
Oh, I know I've traveled in time.
That's the attitude.
And I've traveled back in time, exactly. I'll try to keep it short.
All right. You've traveled back in time to this time, or you've traveled from this time back?
From this time to some type of start of creation. I'm not sure. But what had happened is a doctor had bought a home. He was, his name is Dr. I don't know if I
should. Well, all right. No, don't. We don't know the name. It's not important.
All right. And he invited us to a barbecue as a housewarming.
Uh-huh.
And he had dozens of birds and whatnot in his garage. And I thought nothing of this. And my wife and I, we had a great time. We were, you know, joking and laughing. And there were several other neighbors. And he came up with a for instance, of have you ever gone back in time?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after the dinner and everything, you know, I thought it was a joke. And he pulled out a contraption and put it in the backyard, and it was about the size of a small triangular phone booth. And I laughed. I thought it was ridiculous. And I said, how can you travel in time back on that? And he said, well, let me show you. And he put two or three birds, I think it was three birds, actually, in the contraption.
Were you the only other one there?
No, my wife was there.
Your wife was there.
And actually another couple was there.
Okay, okay. You put birds in.
And he started up a generator. And it made a horrific noise. And it was like a lightning bolt. It was something that I can't even describe. I couldn't even see for about 10 seconds after it illuminated in the corner of the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a trick. I thought it was a magic trick. And I laughed. I thought, this is fantastic. He's a magician.
Right.
And
probably what I think, too.
Well, about 10 minutes later, he said, now watch it. It'll return. And with almost the same energy, not quite as much, it did return. There was a flash. And
the birds were back.
The birds were back. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous.
Was this a regular physician kind of doctor? I mean, an internist or, you know, something or another normal, or was he...
He was in physics, I believe. Some kind of doctorate.
That kind of doctorate. Okay. All right. All right.
Now, he takes the dog, his own personal dog,
uh-huh,
and he does this. Now, to try to speed up the story, I know you're on a time train.
No. Let's take this as it unfolds.
I'm just nervous. I never really spoke about this.
I understand. No. Go ahead. Let it
unfold.
Actually,
quite scary because I'll get to the point in a minute. He put the dog into this booth type thing.
Right.
And he energized it, and he did it again for a second time.
Dog and goeth and cometh.
Now the dog has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 10 minutes later, he makes the dog return.
Mm-hmm.
Now he asks, do I have any volunteers? Now again, I think this is a magic trick.
Uh-huh. And so?
I volunteer.
Uh-huh.
Having probably a few too many Budweisers.
Okay.
At that particular time. And I sit in this contraption. Well, I've never been so scared in my life. It's like somebody put a flashbulb on a camera in my face.
Right.
That's all I can remember. I don't remember anything else.
You don't remember going somewhere.
I don't remember anything else but like a flashbulb in my face. That's all I can describe it as.
And the next thing you remember?
Well, a thump, like I fell out of bed, I've landed somewhere.
Right.
Now, I look, and I'm in the middle of some forest. I don't know where I am. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you where I am. I have no idea. And I get out, and I'm like, oh, my God, where am I? I don't know where I am.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm in fear because I don't know what to think. I don't have any inclination. The only thing I can tell you is that it might be at dusk or dawn.
You could have been in the jungles of Brazil or something, for all you know.
I don't know. I can't even tell you. I don't know where I was. So, all I know is I was in some kind of forest.
Can you remember what you did? Did you walk? Were you able to function in this world? Or were you just there and gone, or what?
No, I was able to get out of the vehicle, or whatever you want to call it.
It was there physically with you.
It was with me.
Gotcha. All right.
It was with me.
So out you go.
So I just stepped around, and I didn't want to go away too far away from the vehicle, figuring that I'd be stuck there.
Good figuring.
So, again, I don't know what time it is. It was either dusk or dawn. I don't know. And I got back in the vehicle. Maybe 3 minutes had taken place.
Right.
And there was like a little small, it's like a door. I don't want to call it a door, but it's an open, there was nothing there. But it's like a door that you could open and you could walk out. I thought it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
And then, again, a flashbulb, bam. I don't remember anything. And I remember people laughing. And that's all I can remember.
Like, hey, look, he's back. Ha ha.
Yeah. And that was it. Now,
yes.
Then we get to the creepy part, and this is the scary part. Supposedly, this doctor that had invited us over, he just bought the house, he had only been living there for a month, commits suicide in his garage from some obscure reason.
This is some time later. How much?
This is approximately 3 weeks later.
3 weeks later, you find the doctor is now the PhD has committed suicide.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And there's nothing on the premises. To his car is gone. His and we're all we're wondering what happened.
Yeah.
And there is no basis for why this man has done this. He was a jubilant single man in his 60 years old, I would say. I think he was 59, if my memory is right. But anyway, and that was it. I mean, that was,
That's the story. That's plenty story. That's plenty of stories, sir. Now, you think that you were either shifted geographically or shifted in time?
Oh, no doubt.
By whatever this was that he had. There was no trace of any of this machinery, I assume, after his death that you were aware of?
Well, no, not that I know of. And matter of fact, I inquired about it, and I made up a story, and I just happened to say, he was like a electronics tech, and he had stuff in the garage. Does anybody know about that? And
Do you think he's really dead?
I don't know. I just don't know. They had a hearse did drive up, and I did see them putting
body,
what appeared was a corpse, uh-huh, into the car. But again, without revealing any names or anything.
Please don't.
No, of course not.
I wonder if you were Dr. Mengele's first experiment there, or, first human guinea pig. Have you ever wondered about that? In other words, he did it with the animals, but maybe, in sort of a jocular, ha ha ha, we're at a party, you've had a few beers, step in here and let me show you something really cool type thing.
Well, maybe.
Might have been his first.
It's a possibility, but.
And maybe he's now elsewhere, and what they think, the body they think they loaded in, is just the one they happen to load in this dimension.
It's a possibility, but after the fact, that when I came back and, we were talking later, and as the party, broke up and whatnot, I said, exactly what happened? And he said, well, I discovered a generating system that, to put it in layman's terms, will transport you back and forth into time. And I said, that's absolutely ludicrous. I've never heard of such a thing. And he said, Well, that's why I had you do it first, to experience it, because otherwise you would never believe me. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I started thinking maybe he was crazy, but then I'm thinking, well, where was I? Where did I go?
Sure.
So, I mean, what better way to prove it to you than to do it first and then talk about it?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's a whale of a story. That's a beaut. That's a real beaut. Maybe that man encountered somebody who had deciphered the nature of time travel or the way to achieve time travel. I really do believe that there is a way to do it. There are ways to travel in time.